broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Lance was a bit distracted. Not as distracted as if Valentina was in there. Melissa is in there, but he's on. He's moved on.
Yeah. He's not talking to us. He can't hear us. I bet you he won't tell Melissa about what he said earlier.
What?
Yeah.
Come about on. I'll never sit down right now.
Sit
we
down,
got
Melissa.
Time.
You've got time. And Lance, and Lance can...
Well, our phone... I mean, our microphones are on. Oh, no, no. It's working. It's working. Oh, you're going to have to...
She can just sit at four if she wants.
Yeah, sit on that one. Right there.
Well, then nobody can use her over there.
No, I can switch things.
That one, right? Yeah.
Yeah, she's
so
good.
Valentina, her husband is a major leaguer.
Yes.
Well, we didn't know that.
You didn't know that.
Well, how would I know that? I don't even barely know Valentina. She's new to your show.
She's coming back. She used to be here 3 years ago.
But she wasn't on your show.
No, she wasn't. Like, by the time that I came, she wasn't here. Like, it was the switch. But now she's back with us.
So now, we lost Mabel, a.k.a. Mabel.
Yes.
We lost her, and Cheryl's out right now, so you're kind of holding down. And so, Valentina, we have a new person in there.
They
gave me a bunch of crap about bringing chips to you. I told you this the other day.
I know. Why did they do
because
that?
Because they're terrible, and it all starts with him, Dell. He's the one that starts this, typically.
That's, you know, like you were just trying to be nice. You know that from time to time I get chips, and he just brought chips.
You get three chips.
Because
I brought
I'm a
three
woman, that's the reason why he brought chips.
Exactly.
Don't be jealous.
Thank you.
Don't be
tell
like that.
John that too. He's
oh,
listening.
It's not jealousy.
Look,
we just look. I sometimes
see, here he is too. He's a problem too. His nickname is the problem.
You are the problem as well, John.
Apparently,
I am. Listen, I thought it was very nice bringing the chips to you.
What a
I thought.
So
it
you're
was
both
very,
phonies. Okay.
Okay.
So
I'm not a phony.
Okay. Melissa, you may not know this because you deal in a world where you don't deal with a lot of phonies, but I do. And Lance is a big one.
He's the biggest phony of all.
I'm not.
This is him gaslighting you.
I'm not gaslighting any. Don't use words that you don't really understand.
But why is not just being nice with someone? Like college?
Because it's not. Because he wouldn't just bring me
it
chips.
It is nice.
Melissa. He wouldn't bring me chips.
Melissa, when I
bought
come,
you a pair of shoes.
Because
Game
you won.
Own shoes. What
because
are you, talking
you
about?
Won off my tips and gambling.
John, organize your people, please.
She helped bring Alex Cintron on the show. Yes or no?
Yes.
That's
yes.
true.
Yes.
Yeah, but then
thank
you kicked
so
her to
I
the
deserve
curb.
More than chips.
That
she
does.
John,
well.
Your turn.
Her because of Valentina.
Oh, she. You broke what? The chips because of Valentina?
No, I didn't even know Valentina was on the show.
Are you using me?
No, Valentina was on the show.
Now I'm heartbroken. No, he didn't know she was there. Like he came and it was a surprise for him.
No,
that.
It wasn't a surprise.
Oh, why did he bring three bags then?
If it was
because
a surprise.
I thought it was
Marvel, Cheryl, and myself.
Yeah,
you guys are the worst. Bye. I gotta go.
I know.
Work.
I told you they're
bye,
the worst.
Melissa, you. Before you go, just know that he now believes Valentina's more important because she
that's,
has a...
It's a lie. No.
She
no.
has a baseball playing husband.
You don't have
husband.
To leave yet, Melissa.
She does, actually. She's got a job to do.
See, you guys are a bunch of... See, Dell is a fake ally. And he's actually... Dell is a bigger problem than
I'm
anything.
I'm not a fake ally.
Dell is that if he gets lodged in your colon and you don't snip him out...
Wow.
It's like a colonoscopy.
Wow.
You got to cut him out or he could turn into something terrible that could rip your
that
ass.
That seems aggressive.
Wow. Mm-hmm. He is a... What do they call those? When it's
a polyp.
A polyp. Dell is the polyp.
And he's not benign.
I mean, I would choose to be malignant if it involved you, but...
you're a malignant personality on
but
this show.
I just think it should have been
Lance,
pointed
you
out.
You didn't think you're as important as...
Well, you did say that.
Valentina.
You said that on the air.
I said we need to have... Valentina said,
no,
when are you,
you
coming
did.
On the show?
But
he goes,
said,
what's Melissa going to say? I said, it doesn't matter.
It's not as even. It's not as if I even brought it from off-air to on-air. You said that on the air.
Yeah.
You said,
said
she's not as
matter.
Important.
She's the wife of a major league. We got major league connection now.
What? He's not in the majors right now.
Well, he's working back towards it after his injury.
So you tossed Melissa, your good friend, to the side.
The curb for a minor leaguer.
For the potential of talking to a minor leaguer.
They can both come on the show. The I noticed our video watch count went up when she was on. Trust me, Valentina and Melissa can both come on the show, and we'll see what happens to the... to the viewer count on YouTube.
No, we know what's going to happen.
On X.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. I mean, Sydney Sweeney is selling her bathwater. I absolutely know what's going to happen. Men are going to tune in. Yes.
Man,
Men are buying Helen Mirren's bathwater, I think is what Dell said.
That bathwater probably smells pretty good.
A soap.
Yeah.
Someone who has met Melissa out and about is very complimentary of her.
Yeah. She's awesome. She's got great sense of humor. She's awesome.
Well, it was more in line of with the guys buying bathwater.
Yeah. A bathwater purchaser.
Yeah.
Imagine that. I will say, the Spanish-speaking, I don't think I'm out of line for saying this. The Spanish-speaking media model, John, over the years, from sports personalities to weather girls to news broadcasters to radio hosts, there seems to be a formula. There seems to be a formula for success.
Yes. I mean, it's not hard, okay? It's
now,
really not that hard.
Now, we have the sideline reporter, but every once in a while, you know, but it's not as blatant. Wendy hire?
My wife hires people, and I'm like, that's a really good hire there, honey.
So is she following the Spanish-speaking media
model? I don't
know.
All I know is when she hires well, I tell her, you know what? That's a good hire. I don't even know what she just said, but it's a good hire. It's a really good one.
Does she know about our bit on here about you being a judge? Does she know about that?
I don't think she knows the judge thing, no. I'm not sure.
In a court of law?
I mean, it's silly. That's silly. There was a video this morning of some 25-year-old girl who was smoking hot. She got arrested for a DUI. And the guy, the caption said, oh, if I was the judge here, dismissed. Dismissed. And, I mean, you think I'm alone in this? I'm not alone in this.
Oh.
You mean pretty
girls get away with speeding tickets from time to time?
Pretty girls get 100%. Away with everything. Everything. Yeah.
It's called pretty privilege. It's a real thing.
That is a real
thing. Don't act like it's not a real thing. It's a real thing.
Right. It ain't got nothing to do with white privilege, whatever privilege. If you're pretty, you get away with stuff.
There's not man privilege where we just get...
We don't get away with nothing.
A woman doesn't say, "Ooh, you're good looking. I'm gonna take your ticket away."
Oh, not that. But if you're good look, if you are a good looking man,
good looking always has the privilege. They get hired by John's wife. He just told you that.
Yeah.
Does she hire ugly men to do TV? No.
I don't think so.
That's not the TV model.
Listen, I don't know that it's the model. All I know is I applaud her when she does a good job. I have to applaud my wife when she does good work. Okay, that's I'm there for support. That's what I'm there for.
You're the man behind the woman.
Yeah, behind the woman.
You're like Macron's wife.
No, I've never slapped her.
Ooh, she is. That is. I know you told us, but I went and read up on that. She was a 40-year-old teacher when he was 15. Yeah. She taught him. Well, he was an art, or what was it? It's creepy.
It's creepy.
It's creepy. Yeah.
Now she's 73.
And now it's creepy the other way.
Oh, my God. I mean.
So you think it's flipped now?
Yeah. Mm. I think he's like.
So you think he's now creepy?
What have I done?
Oh, I thought you meant you think he's now creepy.
No.
Oh, no.
I just think he's like.
The memes of him and he's all beat up it's pretty funny. For those of you who don't know, he's the French dictator or whatever.
Prime Minister, I think is the title he gets.
Whatever. And his wife hit him as they were getting out of a private jet.
He's the president of France.
He's the president of France. And she's 25 years older than he is. Or 24 years older than he is. And
I think she's 24, but when her birthday hits, she becomes 25.
She's 25, right.
At least for a little bit.
And so, and she slapped him as they were getting off the plane.
Well, it wasn't a slap. It was a face push. She goes, two-hand face push. She's like, man, get up out of here.
Boy, he must have done something.
And then
something.
He looks and he goes,
whoa.
Starts whoa. Waving.
Doors open.
Yeah.
Whoop. Yeah. That's an interesting relationship. No, if that was a reversed and it was a man that was 24 years older and hitting on a 15-year-old, he'd be in prison.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I don't think a lot of people probably didn't know about the 15-year-old thing back in the day. Not until he was older. And maybe nothing happened until later. I don't know. But it's just, it's when you hear the story, and I mean, that's it. That's fine. You don't see it in that direction very often. We see it the other direction. You don't usually see the 24-year-old woman older than the guy. We don't see that very often.
Right.
And definitely not with world leaders.
Well, I mean, there was the famous one here that she had the babies. She couldn't stay away from them. She had a court order to stay away from them, and they got married, and now they're divorced.
Who are you talking about?
Oh, that's a famous one here. That's
not daddy's baby girl.
No. Oh, my God.
Not
Mary Kay, who you're talking
Mary
about?
Mary Kay, yeah.
Letourneau?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's now, well, she's been dead for years now, but
oh, you say here, but not in Houston.
You're saying America.
In the country. Oh, I was thinking Houston.
Man, Mary Kay Letourneau.
Yeah, that was creepy.
I mean, she went to prison for him.
Is she the one that shot that girl in the face?
You mean Amy Fisher?
Yeah.
Oh,
and,
remember
that?
And Joey Buttafuoco?
Yeah, golly, you know all your little dirty, scampy stuff.
What? I mean, it was
watch
in,
this.
In pop culture.
Who got his junk cut off in the middle of the night?
John Bobbitt.
There you go. Who cut it off?
Lorena.
Yeah, people know that. That's a long-standing, big-time story.
Joey Buttafuoco. Why? You're Italian people.
Oh, look
at him.
We're
so out of control, John. Why, Joey Buttafuoco? You don't change your name. You're really going to go with that name?
It's a proud Italian man. He's not changing his name.
Well, he was John Grant at one point.
He would blame his Greek side for getting his Italian side's name change. The Greek side took over.
I wouldn't have changed my name if I was Johnny Granopoulos.
No, it would have got changed.
Yeah, where you were, that would have got changed.
That would have been changed even faster.
And TV. News TV? Yeah, you would have had your name change.
John Sargent. John Kane. John Grant worked. That actually worked. You should have stuck with that.
Just think where John Grant would be right now as opposed to John Granato.
Oh, my God. John Grant.
You always tell us
incredible
that
things.
People have it out for the Italians. If you're just John Grant, think of your career.
That's a good point, Del. Had he stuck at John Grant, can you imagine?
Like, they see your name.
Might be in the actual Radio Hall of Fame.
No, you're in a Radio Hall of Fame.
Well, it's regional.
A whole state?
I'm the assistant to the regional
manager. It's an actual state.
But he could be in the Marconi Hall of Fame
if
brought
his name
to you
was
by
Grant.
Heinz Ketchup.
Wait a minute. You think Granato couldn't be in the Marconi Hall of Fame?
Granato couldn't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But Grant might be able to.
But it's Marconi.
But Grant might be able to. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, why would they be against
Granato? The Marconis, when you see the vowel at the end of the word, at the end of the name. A lot of times you're going to be speaking a love language.
I think if he had just stuck with Grant, he may be someone who would be too big to even be on this show.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Grant takes you into the realms of TV.
No, I would have been Jim Nance.
Oh, this is what I'm talking about. Instead of saying Roughnecks, he could have been calling the Masters.
Yeah,
I've been
Amen. He could be at Amen
now,
Corner.
His personality would have been the same. So that's a little gruff.
That's true.
Just because he changes his name doesn't mean you can't take the
personality's perfect for national.
He's still
television.
The guy that shot Mel Murphy in the leg.
That story would have got buried.
Stephen Smith did that.
That story would have been long buried.
Stephen A.
Grant.
Smith shot Mel Murphy in the leg?
Stephen.
Oh.
Not Stephen A. It's Stephen B. or C.
Could you imagine the sliding doors if Jim Nance was a Texas Radio Hall of Famer for doing a show with Lance and you were doing the Masters in the Final Four simply because you stuck with Grant?
Oh, my God.
The butterfly effect?
Yeah.
We could have a whole movie, a whole second reality.
What would have happened if I knew I could have been Pope? John Grant the Pope.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine the terrible
the
things you could get
about
done?
10 miles from me.
It's true.
So I could have been Pope.
Well, I don't think it's
a regional.
I feel
like the nuns beat that out of you pretty quickly.
Yeah, I don't think you could have been Pope if you were with the animals.
Well, everybody comes from somewhere.
Yeah.
How about that? The animals would have had a pope.
Do you think any of these popes have been ganged up, have been mobbed affiliated? No. None of these popes have been affiliated with a mob.
You don't know.
I guarantee you they're not. Not the Polish pope, not an Italian pope, not a Chicago pope.
I don't know. I see a lot.
Too much skeletons in the closet.
I don't know. Maybe not more modern popes, but the popes are on that stuff
if
back
John
in the day.
If John was going for a pope, can you imagine how many people would come out of the woodwork to come tell on him?
Yeah, the modern popes couldn't be what John is, but the popes back in the day.
Yeah,
they get away with
the
back in the day.
They did
before
all
they were,
the stuff.
Before they were recording stuff
and
on
their
phones.
By the way, that's probably how they got voted in as pope. Hey, vote for me or else. Okay?
Maybe.
Yeah. Vote for me for pope.
Yeah, I just don't know if the
pope. See how stupid I am? I ran for president instead of pope.
Yeah, well, you ran for president too early. Like, if you did it 8 years ago, all your background would have actually helped your cause.
Yeah, right. You're right.
I wish you were the pope because.
What? Because, I don't wish he was
no,
the
because
pope.
No, because you think as a pope.
I wish you were the pope.
Because I wouldn't have to deal with him. But if he was the pope, then once he gets to. Is it St. Peter's Gates? Heaven? Is that St. Peter's Gates? He would be the first pope that have to explain at the gates why there's some old lady in Chicago whose tile was falling off her wall as the pope was running out the door.
I still got to do that. But here's the deal.
I know, but you'd be the first pope who had to do it.
If I was pope, I would still do this show.
What?
He might. You'd be having to do it from the road a lot.
Yeah.
But you already are doing it.
Right now.
Would you wear that hat as opposed to the one you're wearing now?
Yeah.
While doing the show?
Okay. Right. Absolutely. Mm. And we could do.
Actually, I kind of wish John's pope too now.
See, this is what I'm saying. And he's doing that communion thing on the show. He would probably make us do a Sunday show.
Yeah.
No.
We're going to do that.
No, he wouldn't.
Thing.
He's got the final round of golf.
Yeah, how would golf conflict with your popely duties on Sunday?
Well, President Trump plays all the time. Pope could too.
Well,
he's not a pope either. No one's voted for him as pope. Well, you don't get votes for pope, actually.
From the Cardinals, you do.
None of us are Cardinals.
People at country clubs got to be saved too, okay? Yeah, that's right. And we need to save their souls too.
I just don't know how, if Tigers come down the stretch, back when Tiger was a thing, if you were the pope like 20 years ago, if Tiger's on Sunday at the Masters, are you going to be able to do all your popely duties while you're watching that?
Well, yeah, because the time change would be good because I'd be able to watch at night. I'd be able to watch Tiger at night. So that'd be good. I'd be fine.
Okay.
I could do. I mean, I think I could have been pope if I'd have just taken made a couple small adjustments.
Maybe listen to a nun or two.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
I know someone's birthday is today.
Oh, yeah. That's
that man slapped you in the face or whatever he did.
What did your teacher do to you? Or what did he do to you when it was someone's birthday? They just got beat on?
Today is a birthday. I wonder for who. I know it's for someone.
He said the class would go bananas because they knew someone was about to get a smack.
Everybody jump out of their chair, and he had this hard rubber – I mean, a paddle that you had to hold your hand out, and however old you were, 15, 16, 17, he would wail on your hand, wail on you if it was your birthday. Oh, yeah. I could still see it. I mean, I know the whole song.
Oh, I'm sure people were about to get hit with.
Oh, my God. It was awesome.
Those are the clubs, the billy clubs that are synonymous with beating people up in the streets of Chicago and New York, and they were using it on you kids for being born.
He took it easy on me though, because I was the quarterback.
Yeah,
can hurt your hand.
He hit my left hand, not my right.
So he knew better than to because the coaches would come after
him. We were a football school. He knew better.
But weren't you running the veer?
Yeah.
So weren't you making pitches with your left hand?
It could be fumbles.
Yeah, but he was still making pitches with his left hand.
My birthday's in February. I had plenty of time.
Okay.
I have plenty of time to get back.
Oh, right. Yeah. You're after the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, after
are
the
over.
Season.
He should have
time to talk Game Day
him.
Meds Health. You're looking for the best way. You're looking for the best way to get that testosterone replacement. I love what Game Day Meds. As a matter of fact, I just talked yesterday. We got a plan set up for me to do the pellets. Pellets or shots or pills, peptides, all of the things that you need to get where you want to go. No charge, okay?
to get an evaluation whether or not you're a candidate and see what your numbers are. Labs in every facility. All these other places are trying to imitate Game Day Men's Health. They ain't getting there, okay? I'm telling you, I've been doing testosterone replacement for years and years, okay? And Game Day Men's Health is just better. I'm telling you this, I believe this. The other guys, you're just a number. Get in, get out, get your shot, beat it. Not at Game Day Men's Health. They care. I get calls from them. How you feeling? What's going on? How's the the peptides that we're giving you? I all the time, and you will too. They care about where you are and what your goals are, and they're going to get you there. GameDayMen'sHealth.com. It's just different. Locations all over. Find the one closest to you. GameDayMen'sHealth.com. GameDayMen'sHealth.com. Tell them you heard it right here.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. What did we miss? We didn't even mention the Knicks winning last night and keeping the series alive. 3-2. I'm going to tell you who's a problem and who's going to be a problem in the future is Benedict Mathurin.
Dude, he's a good player. Yeah.
He can play. Last two games, he's been their best player.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't get many minutes. Jairus Walker finally got some minutes, too, and hit knocked down a big three and had a few points. But the Knicks just – and I think Charles is right. They can't play slow. They just can't play slow. They gotta up-tempo it. They got to get And this is we see this again and again now in these playoff series. You can take a guy out. Jalen Green was just taken out. Anthony Edwards was taken out of the games last night. Tyrese Haliburton just taken out of the game. He had 7 shots last night, 3 in the first half. I mean, we've seen this now over and over again in these postseasons when NBA teams want to take you out of the game. And look at every time that guy gets taken out. Well, the guy that they want to take out, the team wins.
Mm-hmm.
When you take out the star and the scorer for the team.
It's the Bill Belichick model.
Yeah.
Take out what they do best. But it's a little easier in football than in basketball unless, you basically send early help. I mean, they had some threes that could have got – look, the Knicks came out ready to play yesterday. Jumped on them early and stayed – that was a – well, we used to call them the dog racing circles, the box to wire, also known as wire to wire. But that's what it was. I mean, they got up on them quick, and it was over. And that's and they really couldn't. They cut it down to 2 at one point in the second quarter, and then the Knicks extended into a double digit lead at half, and then in the third quarter, that game was just over. They had no chance of coming back. They didn't shoot the ball well enough. The Knicks played great, and you're right, Haliburton was not as good. Not nearly as good. I definitely don't think this series is over. I know the Pacers are the favorite at home now to take it, but I could see the Knicks winning this series. I really could. This series is still up for grabs. They've had some close battles and they've had some blowouts too. But that was, it got a little dicey. When I guess the Knicks were down 0-2 and they won game 3, and in game 4 the Pacers did what they were supposed to, Knicks did what they were supposed to in game 5, and now all you got to do is upset them in Indianapolis. It's not a big upset either, and you got home court. And that New York crowd was crazy. Did you see the shot of who all's in the – like in one single shot you had – I don't know if it was John – people are saying it's John Stewart, but I'm not sure if it was – but you have, for sure, Timothy Chalamet, Kylie Jenner, Miles Teller, whatever.
Ben Stiller.
Dime piece. Yeah, Ben Stiller that Miles Teller has with him.
His wife.
Is he married?
Yes.
Okay. Well, he did. Are well.
We, do we call wives dime pieces?
No,
I'm not
no,
sure,
no.
actually.
No, I'm being Well, yeah, but, well, I don't know.
Once you reach the wife status, do we still call them dime pieces or just the wife?
I guess not. He's got a good-looking wife.
Yeah.
And there was other people in the in that shot, too. And T.J. McConnell. When's the last time you saw a little white East Coast guard who couldn't shoot threes at all? Who you would, in fact, defenses would back off of them and dare them to shoot threes. I don't know that I've ever seen that.
Yeah. Well,
T.J. McConnell is that guy. Literally, McConnell. The Knicks are like, please. Please shoot. And McConnell knows, nah, I really shouldn't be shooting. I really shouldn't be shooting much.
Well,
he shot 30% for the season.
Listen, T.J. McConnell in the game means that – did you see how much Halliburton sat last night?
Well, he went to Arizona, but he can't – T.J. McConnell, he has to be from the East Coast somewhere.
He is – I mean, if T.J. McConnell is in the game for that long, it's a problem for Indiana. Either they're way up or they're getting their ass kicked.
Yeah, he played way too. Well, you know, I say T.J. McConnell shot 44% from three 2 years ago, 40% last year, only 30% this year. The Knicks backed up and dared him to shoot threes. And you're right. What is he doing in a game that long?
I mean, and Halliburton sitting that long.
Yeah.
I mean, that just then you know you got a problem. It's Indiana, you got a problem. Do they win game six?
I think Indiana takes them out.
Yeah, I think they probably do, but. I still, it could still be interesting.
So, 3-1, coming back 3-1's only happened 13 times, so it's like a 95%. And it hasn't happened 90% as far as overall, 95% of the time the team that goes a 3-1 wins the series. Last time it happened was 2020 when the Nuggets did it twice in the bubble. It has not happened since the bubble. I don't think this Knicks team has it in them.
No, I don't either. I don't either. They were two up and down this year. They were good. What were they, the third seed?
Yeah, they were the third seed.
They were good.
But up
year.
Until they beat the Celtics, now they did do it. All the questions were about how they handled good basketball teams. They were really bad, and that's why they were expected to get run off the floor. Of course, they changed it because the Celtics couldn't hold a lead in their home building. They blew a couple of them, and the Knicks took advantage. But I like the Pacers at home. I think they will make it a point. Lance pointed out to up the pace. I think they'll play fast. And the Knicks tried to match them in the building in game five, in game four, and couldn't do it.
That.
So I think they will make it a point to play as fast as possible.
Yeah. Also, how about HCU taking on Texas today?
And,
Chase, a little shout out.
Oh, the playoffs.
We got a champion in the city.
The tournament starts today, right?
Yeah. Taking on. Texas.
Where's
today.
That game going to be played? Because Texas had some issues with their stadium, like the weather affected it. Like there's a
ooh, they got hailstorm.
I don't know exactly what happened, but you could see like behind home plate, like completely destroyed. And there was questions about whether they could play the regional there.
Oh wow, I didn't know that. Maybe they'll play it at HCU's place.
I don't think Texas is going to allow
lights.
That.
If they don't need any lights, we'll do it there.
Oh, let's say at the moment, no delays expected, but the storm ripped parts of that stadium apart. So they're going to try to get it back up and ready to go, Dish Falk, so they can play the regional there. But so we'll see. Look, I guess it looks like they're going to play. But, yeah, the storms ripped part of that place apart.
Oh, wow.
Okay, well, center field, it ripped up their center field wall, so they're going to have to try to get that back up.
You see Tampa, how we do it? Just do it, okay? Fix your place.
Oh, you think it's that easy?
Yeah.
Did you see what happened to Tropicana?
Yeah, I saw. We had, didn't we lose our roof at NRG? Did we play football? Yeah, we did. Thank you.
Well, I mean.
We didn't really lose our roof.
We lost a part of it.
But it stayed closed for several years.
But we need a new stadium. Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, that roof is all jacked up.
Step up, taxpayers. Let's go.
Let's go. Pony up. Give us your money. Hurry up.
Hurry it up.
Or.
You see, even the Chiefs can't get money.
And no one's got any interest unless you are in Jacksonville and Tennessee because they got public money.
Well, people are broke. And the Chiefs and the Royals are like, hey, y'all got to come up with something. Y'all need to come up off this money. And people are like, I can't even pay my rent. Come up off. Do you want to be able to keep the defensive tackles? Okay,
well,
thank
you want
you.
To keep the team.
Chris Jones, right? Hey, Chris Jones wasn't free. All right, we'll snatch his team away from you and send him to Des Moines.
You're damn right.
San Antonio needs a team.
Yeah.
San Antonio Chiefs.
I'm looking at
Austin Chiefs.
What about the Austin Texans?
Whoa.
That's not so funny now, is it?
Don't take our team away.
Yeah.
We're there. You're not going to go any further than Allen, Texas, which is outside of Conroe. You're not going any further than the furthest the McNairs go away is either Sugar Land or the Woodlands. That's it.
And that's it.
I just want to point out Allen is north of Dallas.
Yeah. But Lance
is not just north of the Woodlands.
Lance isn't good with that whole geography.
It's north of Dallas.
I figure it's more like I said, it's kind of, it depends on which Allen, Texas we're talking. There's multiple Allen, Texas.
I think they're all, we're all talking about
there's
the one.
There's a smaller one outside of Woodlands.
Mm, I don't think so.
Which is where that spelling bee kid was from, probably.
Yeah. All right. By the way, CJ was a limited participant yesterday.
Yeah, Davis Mills. You want to trade Davis Mills when he could be your starting quarterback.
He might be our starting quarterback. You don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we don't know it.
I know.
I think we do know. He won't be. I don't know what's wrong, if there's anything wrong, CJ, but yeah, he wasn't a full go.
I think they're just like,
what?
Davis the reps. We don't need him. We don't need
with all the new receivers, they don't need CJ out there
he
throwing the football?
Them reps. He don't need them reps.
I don't think there's anything serious, but he might be a little.
They were worried that he might get, that the offensive line might get him hurt in the OTA.
In a practice where he can't get touched?
Don't take any chances.
Don't take any chances.
I hope that's not the issue.
No chances taken. And don't get on a boat with, for God's sake, don't get on a boat with Stephon Diggs.
But if you're going to get in a car, you should do it with Craig DeSurf.
Yeah, Craig DeSurf does. Well, they've got great offers. Like, look, I'm not going to tell you, like, you can do what you want with boats. You know, I'm not, that's not my business. But what I am, my business is your happiness with the vehicles that are out there right now. And right now, we're currently, the wife and I are currently shopping. We're on a, just a little standstill because they are going to get the type of vehicle my wife wants. There's a very particular interior color that she wants. She wants a gray. Everything's gone darker interior. She wants a little bit lighter color interior. And so Jeff over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC just said, that's fine. We'll get it done. And so he went through the search. He found a vehicle at another location, and they are going to do a trade where they literally trade for that vehicle, and they will trade a like vehicle over between the dealerships. And that's an example of what they do. They go that extra mile at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. They don't just settle. If there's something that you want that they can get their hands on here in the Houston area, they'll get it for you. So you can get the interior you're looking for, the exterior you're looking for. You know, there's different trim packages to choose from. There's some great APR finance rates that are going on. And, you know, when you pay off, if you can extend to 72 months, even 84 months for some of the vehicles out there. But if you do it, if you find that the APR rate is a little high and that's something really important to you and you want to get it paid off faster, look for 48 months, for example. And a lot of times there's a big drop in the APR rate. But right now they also have some 0.9 finance rates available for you on many of the vehicles they have in stock. So don't miss out on that. The Buick Envision has deep discounts going on right now. The GMC Sierra pickup truck. The Chevy Equinox. Do not miss out on great deals with great people out in Angleton. Test drive yours today. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.com.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 in HD, 97.9 HD2. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
In this economy, boys, it's tough. Even for Tinder. The Tinder CEO says Gen Z isn't hooking up as much, and he's planning a new direction for the app. He wants it to be more real. He says users don't want more matches, they want better ones, because half the time, my friends don't even know if they're talking to a real person or a bot or someone who's just messing with them. Do you think that Gen Z is destroying Tinder right now?
I don't know, Dell. Your thoughts? What do you do, Dell? Bumble, Tinder, Grindr? I don't know. I'm not judging. I don't know. What are you on right now? What are you swiping?
You're trying to play on my face.
What are you swiping? I don't know.
Tinder,
I don't know
Bumble,
what all these things are.
Grindr.
I don't know what these things are.
You ain't got to drop Grindr.
I don't know what these things are.
Look,
I just know their names.
You can ask me a question, but don't play on my face.
Tinder, Grindr.
Look,
Bumber.
You knew what you were doing.
I had no idea.
I'm not the new Raheel, okay? I know that's what you guys did to Raheel for years, but you ain't doing that to me. I don't go on the app, so I can't speak to what Gen Z is doing. And I'm not Gen Z, so I don't know how they're ruining stuff.
But you noticed.
What gen are you?
I'm a millennial.
He's a millennial.
Yeah.
Oh, the original troublemakers. Right. You're the cause of all our problems.
No, you guys raised the Gen Zers, and look what's going on. Yeah. That's on you guys.
Well, they do their own thing.
Oh, so like, as a parent, you're shirking responsibility?
No, I tell them what they're supposed to do, and then they just do other stuff.
Okay.
An
you tried, I guess.
And I won't let a spank.
An ex-flight attendant caught smuggling 100 pounds of deadly new drug made of human bones is facing decades in prison. Do you want to do a drug which is made of human bones?
Seal up that border.
Okay.
Which border are the deadly bone drugs coming from? Louisiana.
North of Colombo.
Louisiana border in Texas.
Oh my God, she's in a Sri Lanka prison. Boy, you know where I don't want to be? A Sri Lanka prison.
Yeah, I don't want to be in a prison.
I don't want to be in Sri Lanka.
Well, yeah, I would imagine I don't want to be there, but I don't think I want to be in any prison.
No, any prison is bad, but Sri Lanka prison?
It's probably worse.
Speaking of drugs, a couple of hitchhikers reported their third companion dead in the Adirondacks. They called 911 and said he was dead. Turns out when they got there, police got there, that these guys were just on mushrooms, hallucinogens, and their buddy was just fine. They took him to the hospital, and they all hooked up. I could imagine the two dudes who thought he was dead were like, man, it's so cool. You're back, brother. You're cool.
Yeah.
Did you ever feel like your buddy was dead when you were doing acid?
No, never did acid. Always too scared.
You were too scared to do acid?
I don't need to get on a trip, and then all of a sudden. I watched a guy had a really bad trip at Tulane one time.
Oh, yeah.
He ended up putting all the furniture. It was during Mardi Gras. He ended up putting all the furniture in the elevator and sending it down to a different floor. Like, our floor's furniture was all gone. I don't know how he got the couch in there. I have no idea. And he just sent it down on the elevator because he thought that it was like possessed. He thought the furniture was moving and it was possessed. I was like, And I asked somebody else, said, how long does acid trips last? And he said, oh, it can last. This one guy goes, oh, it can last a long time. I said, should we get out of our dorm? I don't really want to be here with him, because he was. And then he showed up back at the dorm 2 days later, his dirty feet, wearing a kimono. He just passed out somewhere in the quarter. Oh my God.
That's
college. I like pretty feet.
That's college. I mean,
yeah, that was my freshman year. I'm like, man, is it always going to be like this? Every Mardi Gras is like this?
Yeah, that's we had
a, we issued a missing persons report. We thought he had died. It turns out he was just in the quarter,
See?
In a kimono.
Everybody who does acid, they think they died. Okay,
not you Aaron Rodgers.
You had the same thing.
Not Aaron Rodgers. He
doesn't
think so.
Thought your guy died. You called the cop, missing persons report.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, in Jacksonville, police are looking for a man who stole a ferret by putting it in his shorts and walking out of the pet store. Have you ever had a ferret in your shorts?
I've been accused of it, but is that a ferret in your pants? I'm like, nah.
Yo.
Nah, it's just these new First Step underwear.
Mm. No oh, free wow. ads. No wow. free ads.
That's right.
Here's the thing about a ferret. Isn't it going to, like, scratch you up and stuff?
Yeah, I know. Why are you putting animals in your pants?
I mean, I just don't get it. You're going to steal? I just don't think it's worth the stealing it.
No.
If you want to know the truth.
How much money, though?
I don't know. What is a ferret worth? I have no idea. No idea.
Isn't it just a rodent?
Yeah.
Aren't ferrets rodents?
Most things are rodents.
How much can a rodent be worth?
It shouldn't be worth much.
It shouldn't, but one never knows. All right, we're done. Mopey and Mapes next right here on ESPN.
Oh, they're not rodents. They're in the weasel family.
Same thing. Oh, really?
Stupid weasels?
Like
when
squirrels.
Has anyone ever said weasel in a positive way?
Like squirrels and gophers and They're all rats.
Squirrels are rodents.
Yeah, they're all rats. All right, time to talk about Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Golden Nugget Lake Charles is awesome. Golden Nugget Lake Charles is one of my favorite places. We're going to be there June 9th and 10th and want you to come on. Golden Nugget Lake Charles is where you get your sports book on. Golden Nugget Lake Charles is where you get your casino on. If you are a – it doesn't matter what kind of player, what – I mean, how big you play, how small you play, what game you play, because they got them all. They got everything you could possibly want to play, including golf, including, concerts. They've got nightclubs. They've got restaurants. They've got a pool that is awesome. I'm telling you, they got everything. This summer, plan a little trip. I mean, you really don't even have to – you really don't even have to plan it if you want to know the truth. Truth be told, I mean, let's go. Just pick up and go to Lake Charles. It ain't like you got to do it like a Vegas trip where you need to plan ahead, buy a plane ticket, get to – listen, you got a wild hair? Let's go to Lake Charles. 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. You can be back same day, stay overnight, whatever you want to do. I think it's awesome. I love it. It's as good as any casino in Vegas. GoldenNuggetLC.com. GoldenNuggetLC.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Bye, bitch.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.